Hello everyone, my name is Elizabeth Gatima and it's a pleasure to be here today on Gospel for Grampian Tori. Thank you Rob for having us, and today I'm here with five other members of the African Women's Group, Scotland, but you get the privilege of hearing from them personally, who they are, and they'll tell you a bit about their involvement with the African Women's Group Scotland. It's such a privilege to be here, and we will be sharing with you a testimony and some stories which we have written, and hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Hello, listeners. My name is Bertha Yakubu. I'm the founder of the African Women's Group Scotland in 1994, just to provide space for African women to meet and kind of reduce the isolation and the loneliness and the shock of new culture. We thank God because the group have grown and more women have joined, and we are able to support one another. I think the driving force for me, for this group, is my faith. You know, I serve God through what I do for the group, because the Bible says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and everything. And the next commandment, love your neighbor as yourself, which means that after loving God, the next thing is to serve one another. And to me, this is a gospel for me, to help and to be there for women. And we've been going for almost 30 years now, and we see young people with young children. So we are kind of grandmothers now, trying to help new people coming into the city to settle well and not to go through the hardship and the loneliness that we went through. And also to kind of involve ourselves in the community. If we stay here, it is our home. We don't have life saving somewhere that we will go and enjoy. So we have to enjoy where we stay. And to be able to enjoy it, we have to have a say, we have to have a voice, we have to speak out and speak up. And that is our driving force. Thank you.
Hello, people of God. My name is Oyetunde Blessing, and today I am here to talk about AWGS, that is African Women's Group Scotland. It is a community that is built for women. Women just coming into Scotland, not just in Aberdeen. We are in Aberdeen right now. But women from different walks of life, irrespective of tribe or country in Africa, are brought into this group in order to meet other women and be supported throughout their journey from coming in here to settling down. It's not just a group, it is a community, it is a family. They embrace women from different walks of life, like I said, irrespective of who you are. You are accepted here, you are supported. We discuss different issues in this platform. The issues are raised and addressed in the WhatsApp platform, and it is an avenue for us to bond. I have been a recipient of the goodness of this group. I have met different people, and it's been really good all around. Like Mommy said, we have come here, and it's a new place for us. But so far, it's been good because I've been meeting people on and on. So I really thank God for this platform because it's been great for me. It's been an avenue for me to meet different people. Opportunities have showed face in this particular group, and I am really grateful for it. So I want to encourage other women that have not heard of this platform to join and be a recipient of the goodness of this group as well. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Grace Olatunde, and then I'm here to talk about the relevance of this group as African Women Group in Scotland, and also to talk about, you know, the love that comes with it. Because in the Bible it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For me, it's seeing women coming together and communicating, sharing love, you know, being a support system for other women in need. And for me, that is what Christ is all about, because in our times of needs and when we've sinned and fall short, God is always there for us. So to see people coming together, showing that love, showing that support, showing unity, you know, giving people a safe space where they can express themselves, you know, irregardless, not without fear or without prejudice of trying to please other community members, but it's a safe space for African ethnic origins where they are free because they see like minds and people that look like them alike, loving them, and then also showing them, raising awareness for them and promoting development and also information, meaningful communication, where people learn about things that will help them grow, help them develop, and also help them to see that there are other different challenges that people are facing and that they are not alone in this journey. And there's a show that they can always lean on when it's time. And then for me, that is just powerful. For me, that is very strong. For me, that is life-changing. For me, it's like an environment where you are free, full of love, laughter, and joy, and which is what this organization is all about. Thank you.
Hello, listeners. My name is Oluwaseyi Bankole Francis. I want to talk about the African Women Group organization in Scotland. I heard about this group when I was back in my home country, Nigeria. I've heard about this group, and I started, listening and reading about them back in my home country, Nigeria, and it kind of prepared me for a new environment when I eventually got into Scotland. And I would say to you, it's been an amazing experience since I got here. They have helped me settle well. I've met other women from other ethnic descent from Africa. We are a community of women that empower each other. We promote effective communication and bonding. And I can say to you that it's been a good ride for me. It's been a wonderful experience. One of my fears of relocating to the UK was how I was going to integrate myself into the community. But it made the journey so easy for me. I did not have any issues settling in at all, you know, getting to know people, getting to know the way and culture of the people in here. And that is what Christ has always talked to us about. Loving one another, being there for each other. That is the gospel of Christ. From the beginning of the Bible to the very end, that is what Jesus Christ has always preached about. And I think this community is helping us promote the gospel and also give us a voice to be heard, even in a foreign land, and helping us integrating well into the community and also being a dedicated, effective member of the community we find ourselves in the UK. Thank you so much.
Hello, listeners. It's nice to be here in the studio. My name is Talatu Ibrahim, and I'm the development worker with African Women's Group. I'm just honored to be able to read a poem which chronicles a real life experience of my son, Jason. It's just a story of from despair to victory. And I just want to encourage listeners that whatever we're going through, as long as we believe in God and trust Him, all things will work together for good. So it goes this way. The 19th of August, 2003, a day like no other. The day I was born as the eldest of three brothers. Age 1, 2, 3, blurry memories I see. Still learning life as I'm meant to be. I woke up one day, something wasn't right. I wasn't myself. Talking, walking was a big effort in itself. Worst of all, my hearing was muffled. The voices in my head sounded like a kerfuffle, but this was normal to me. I was none the wiser. None of my family suspected either, until in school, people were getting in trouble. While this was happening, I was in my own bubble, smiling and staring like I was all fine. Next thing you know, the blame is all mine. When I was home, my mom is disappointed because I was getting in trouble for what the boys did. I was innocent, but I couldn't confess. I was wrongly accused, but couldn't express. Everyone confused. We went to a doctor. The noises in my head still sounded like a helicopter. When we arrived, they told us the bad news. I was deaf. We should have guessed. After all, the clues. It's all fine. They provided hearing aids. Finally, it's time for better days. Then one day I got out of bed, then realized my hearing aid was dead. Now we knew it was time for new beginnings. Maybe Aberdeen, because of the help they were giving. But problems arose when my mom had the pregnancy. Now we had a plan, another trip to the embassy. The flight was booked and the date was set. We had gone through the gates and passed all the checks. Our bags were in a pile. As we walked down the aisle, when I sat in my seat, I felt excited, sensations down my back and a few hours later, we had arrived at Aberdeen, this wonderful city, my hope, my dream. When we had settled in Aberdeen, we arrived at the NHS. We had the good news. We had done it. We had done it. We were blessed. The hearing aids worked. Now my life is aligned. Finally, we had a miracle, a sign. A few years later, I'm now 19. I'm so grateful and thankful, my dear Aberdeen.
Thank you, listeners. Those were the lovely voices of the women of the African Women's Group Scotland. You heard a bit about our history. Yes, we've been here for years and we're still here by God's grace. We hope to continue the good work of supporting each other and as God is our help. We can't thank enough our founder, Mrs. Bertha Yakubu. And what we didn't tell you is that she recently got an MBE from the King, King Charles, and we're really, really proud of her. We promised you a story. That was a testimony you just heard from Telatu, and I'll now read to you a story that might, maybe some of you have heard of it already, but we thought it would be right to share it again with you as it speaks of the bravery of one of the daughters from Scotland to Africa. And here goes. The title is The Incredible Bravery of the White Queen of the Okoyong, Mary Mitchell Slessor, 1843 to 1915. What does it feel like to pack your bags and leave for a place you don't know much about? You don't know what the people are like and how to interact with them. But Mary Slessor, the daughter of a shoemaker from Bakken and a deeply religious skilled weaver from Old Meldrum, decided to take a daring decision in life. A decision to leave her family and head for an uncharted terrain far away in the continent of Africa. Inspired by the life of the famous missionary and explorer David Livingstone, Mary Slessor braced up to the challenge and called to mission in Africa. This was at a time when there were no phones across the nations, no mobiles and no internet. Letters took forever to arrive. Living at that time in the world when communication was difficult, to envision on social media and imagined, the young lady was propelled by her vision and call. Such action speaks of her bravery, vision, and inner drive. Her passion to fulfill the mission and take the gospel to unreached communities propelled her. What an incredible lady she was. From initiating friendship and growing relationship with the people, to preaching the gospel and stopping the killing of twins, she made an indelible mark in the history of the community. She is constantly remembered for this great contribution among others in the community. The part she played in ensuring that twins survived and were cared for like other children cannot be overemphasized. Many children in schools got to hear about her and appreciate her. Twice, Mary had to return home due to contracting malaria and having to recover from it. Each time after her recovery, she went straight back to Calabar, where she had contracted the illness. Her love for the people and passion for the gospel kept her returning to the field. Centuries down the line, her legacy continues. Meanwhile, fast forward to several years later, the former British colonies warrant that children are taught various aspects of their colonizers' history. So I was part of that class. Within the religious studies, we got to learn that some missionaries came from Scotland to present the gospel and tell the local people about Jesus. It was interesting that they were said to have come from the land of the book, Scotland. The book meaning the Bible. Then, as a Christian, I got interested that we are related, in some sense, to the land of the book. And history being one of my favorite subjects in school, one could imagine my excitement when it became apparent that I had obtained admission to Aberdeen University to further my studies in theology. It meant that I was coming to the land of the book. I looked forward to getting to know more about the land of the book from where Mary Slessor came, excited that I'd meet people and get to see how the book had impacted them. But also, it was the book that had such widespread influence on my community. It would be lovely to experience the great impact among the people. With that excitement and expectation, I hurriedly prepared and relocated to Scotland with my family. Now, when you enter a new culture, there are the various stages of involvement. The excitement stage is usually short-lived. The reality stage stays with you longer. By the time I found the closest church to where I lived, I was confused to realize that there were no young people in the church. My background in ministry has always been working with young people and university students, so I looked forward to interacting with them, and I prepared to be involved in their lives and continue working with young people to see them become leaders after the order of the book. And this is my story about Mary Slessor, who came to our country all those many years ago and brought the faith and gave me the interest to come and visit Scotland, the land of the book. Thank you very much.
Okay, so we also have a WhatsApp group, and if you would like to be a part of this, you could just follow us on Instagram at African Women's Group Scotland, and then one of the handler will be glad to add you up to the WhatsApp group. Thank you very much.